From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. More White House criticism of Russian airstrikes in Syria. The White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and putting itself in jeopardy. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Russian interference would prolong the sectarian conflict inside of Syria, and he accused Russia of conducting indiscriminate military operations against Syrian opposition groups, some of whom are allied to the United States. The U.S. and Russian militaries held a teleconference Thursday on ways they can avoid firing on each other as both wage air campaigns in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman described the hour-long conversation Thursday as cordial, with more such meetings expected in the coming days. An angry President Barack Obama demanded the American people push Congress to pass common-sense gun laws after a gunman murdered at least 10 people and wounded 7 at an Oregon college Thursday. Appearing grim on television hours after the shootings, President Obama said Americans have become numb to what's become routine in the U.S., a mass shooting followed by his White House statements and the response by those who oppose more gun control. Details of the shooting at Umpqua Community College in the northwest U.S. city of Roseburg, Oregon, are still unclear, including the exact number of victims. The 20-year-old gunman was killed exchanging gunfire with police. Authorities believe the gunman was familiar with the college. The general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso surrendered to the country's transitional government. General Gilbert Diendere turned himself in Thursday after negotiations with officials in the capital, Ouagadougou. He was reported to be hiding in the Vatican embassy Wednesday, a day after Burkina Faso's army moved to disarm the RSP. This is VOA News.